the camera, please.
Hold it. Thanks. Look for it in the Morning Express. Casey, best photographer. Columbia brings you another adventure of Casey, best photographer. Tonight and every Saturday at this time, Columbia invites you to follow Casey on his exciting assignment and to meet the strangely assorted people who pass in swift-moving parade before the shutters of his camera. Tonight, The Clue in the Cloud. In the quiet evening air, there suddenly comes a whirring of wings. It's a helicopter, apparently out of control. Like a giant bird, it flaps crazily about for a few minutes and then heads out to sea.
What is it?
It looks like a bird.
It's a helicopter.
It's a wild plane. It's out of control.
It may fall.
Let it clear the sea.
Steady there. Bert speaking.
Hey, Bert.
Who is this? Casey?
Yeah, this is Casey. Listen, there's an airplane loose over the city, a helicopter. Yeah, it's out of control. Something has happened to the pilot. It's headed out to sea. The Coast Guard is trying to get the plane in the air to follow it now.
Oh, yeah? Where are you?
I'm at the Blue Note.
I thought so. Now, listen, Casey. Go home and sleep it off. I'll see you in the morning.
Now, listen, are you in Bert?
Yeah. You ought to know better than to phone me in that condition. Now, go home and go to bed.
Oh, stop it, Bert. I'm as sober as you are. I tell you, this is a story.
Okay. So it's a story. What do you want me to do? Stay up all night waiting for you to get...
Oh, that's... Well, Chief, I knew I could count on you. We're going down to the Coast Guard headquarters now and get all the dope we can. Maybe some pictures.
Who's with you?
Ann William.
All right, you crazy loon. But this had better be good. If that helicopter turns out to be a Halloween witch on a broom, you shut the last picture for me. You get that?
Get it? I know it by heart. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ha! Helicopter.
But I'm telling you, Berg, it fell into the sea like a millstone and disappeared.
Well, Casey, if 4,000 other people hadn't seen it, I wouldn't believe it. Whose plane was it?
Well, the police say it was John Hampton. He had the only helicopter around here.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Flew it in from his estate to the top of his office building every day.
Oh, pioneer, Commuter.
And he's missing, huh?
Yep, he and Mrs. Hampton both.
Well, take that stuff you've got to a rewrite man. Have one of the boys picked up an obituary. We've lost one of our leading citizens in a plane accident. And that's that.
Now, listen, Bert.
Casey doesn't think it was an accident.
No, for Pete's sake. And why not?
Bert, I think that dive into the ocean was planned. There's something phony about this story, and I want to track it down.
All right. What do you want to do? Go chasing geese again?
You better let him, Bert.
Someday, Casey, you'll go out and cover a story that I want covered. Now, go on. Get out of here.
Thanks, Bert. Bert, I tell you, I'll make a bet with you. If I'm right about this, the drinks are on you. And right now, I'm going over to John Hampton's offices to see what I can find out.
Oh, you better take Williams with you. She'll just sit around and soak till you get back.
Oh, Chief, thanks.
Okay, Bert, we're on our way.
You're Miss Gray, aren't you? Miss Matilda Gray?
Yes, I was Mr. Hampton's secretary.
Yes, what we want is material for a little story on Mr. Hampton. Do you think you can help us?
He was a wonderful man. Everybody admired and respected Mr. Hampton. I don't know what else I can say.
He owned this building, didn't he?
Yes, the Hampton Importing Company occupies the top three floors. He liked the idea of having his office here in the penthouse.
Mm-hmm. Is that the landing platform for his helicopter out there?
Yes, that's it.
You mind if I get a picture of it?
Not at all. Can you take it through the window?
Now, let's see. Yes, I think so. Yeah, well, thank you.
Now, could we have an agreement?
Of me? Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, hold it. Thanks. Well, that's one you won't have to look for in the express. Now, Miss Gray, what other interests did Mr. Hampton have?
Business interests? Anything at all. Well, he had a little commercial movie studio, the Aristocrat Film Company. But that's been closed up for 6 months.
Oh? Where's that?
At 292 Falmouth Street. We need short commercial reels and trailers. But it was only for the hobby with Mr. Hampton. Never made any money.
Well, what do you know of Mr. Hampton's family and Mrs. Hampton?
She was alone when she married John. Mr. Hampton. She had no living relatives. And he just had an uncle. Robert K. Hampton.
An uncle, eh? Where's he?
Well, he lives somewhere on an island in the Celebes Sea. Not held by the Japanese, I understand. He's a sort of black sheep. Mr. Hampton hadn't heard from him for many years. Assumed he was dead or a prisoner until... Until? Well, maybe I shouldn't tell you this. But shortly before his death, a letter came from Australia. I didn't open it, but when Mr. Hampton read it, he seemed terribly upset. Then he told me it was from his uncle.
Do you have that letter now?
No, it seems to have disappeared.
And this was just before his death?
Yes, he may have had it in his pocket.
Miss Gray, this uncle, was he by any chance mentioned in Mr. Hampton's will?
Yes, everything. All his money, the business, the building, everything. Oh, Mr. Casey, this is always a terrible nightmare. I can't believe that he's gone. I don't know where to turn.
Girl, it's all right. You mustn't go down. You need to rest a bit. Father, you know, you'll feel better.
I'm all right. I'm sorry. If you'll just excuse me for a moment, I'll be right back.
Why, certainly, Miss Gray. I'm sorry we upset you.
Thank you. I'll be all right.
Casey, you know something?
What?
A clue. He was in love with her boss.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Never mind. Just take a woman's word for it.
What's the matter, young woman?
Nothing. That is, you gave me a start.
Why should I frighten you?
You look like...
And if I may ask, who are you? What are you doing here? I'm just a reporter. And who is this young lady?
I'm a reporter, too.
What are reporters doing here? If you'll pardon me, sir, who are you? My name is Robert J. Hampton. I'm John Hampton's uncle.
So you think this uncle had something to do with Hampton's death, huh?
Well, look. A guy named the Black Sheep Uncle is beneficiary in his will and suddenly gets a letter from him.
From Earl Port, he's very upset by
it. And the next day packed himself and his wife off in a plane for a double suicide.
Lieutenant Logan pronounced it an accident.
Yeah, well, it doesn't add up to me. This uncle ties in somehow. Come on, Ann, I gotta think. Let's get out in the air.
A nice slow plane there is a blue note, I have no doubt.
Tell us.
Quote, he who tries to fool his wife
ends up playing the fool himself. Unquote.
You better stick to your books, Ethelbert, and leave the amateur detective to
you. Yeah, and you know, Ethelbert, I wouldn't waste my time on five little peppers either. It's way over your head.
Well, I... Well, to tell the truth, I'm having a tough time waiting through it. You got any ideas?
Well, there's Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire.
They got that in a book already?
Sure.
Well, it just declined and fell last September.
Hey, look, Annie, you tell him. I'm going over and talk to Ernie. Yes. Now, well, here I am.
You see, everything worked out pretty well.
Yes, thanks to John Hampton, who spent his whole life...
Mister, you were saying...
I'm sorry, Mr. Hampton.
Do you mind if I take some pictures, Mr. Hampton? My paper wants to run a feature on you and your nephew. You know, your vastly different lives and activities, you know, the Hampton who traveled the earth and the Hampton who stayed at home.
That's rather a good idea, Mr. Casey.
Don't mind. Let's try behind the desk there.
All right. How's this?
You'll pardon me, Mr. Hampton, but your hair's a little mussed. You know, with such striking gray hair as you have, you ought to have it looking its best.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll...
No, don't move. Miss Williams will arrange it.
Oh, all right.
Have you got a comb?
Uh-huh. It's been right in my bag. Now, just a second. There you are.
Thank you. Fine, that's it. Now, Mr. Hampton, hold it.
Want another?
I'm sure the one picture should be enough.
Miss Gray, if you please.
Well, we'll take one more. Just one more for good luck. Now, hold that just as you are, right there.
Oh, but I'm afraid I'm in that one, too. Your camera was pointed right at me.
Well, we'll see when they're developed. Now, thank you both very much.
Thank you. You know, Mr. Casey, I'm somewhat of a camera fan myself.
Now, that's so?
Yes, taking pictures all my life. I have some beautiful shots of Chirang Island. I was wondering if perhaps you couldn't print them along with the feature on my nephew and me. Not that I would want to monopolize the story, of course, no. But I only thought it might set off the differences in us. More dramatically, you know, give it a little added color.
Yeah, sure, that might be an angle. Let's see the pictures.
Yes, well, I have a few small ones in my wallet here.
Uh-huh.
The jet's got most of my stuff, of course.
Oh, yes, I can imagine.
Let me see now. Yes, here's the nice shot. Mount Punamau.
Ah. Look at this, Anne.
Beautiful.
And this is a view of my backyard, so to speak, looking north.
Is that you and Alex?
Yes, that's me. I used the self-timer. Set it and then ran and got into the picture. Used a flexo camera with F3.5 lens at 1/20th of a second.
Oh, it's not bad. What's this one?
That's me again. Same trick. That was taken from the front porch.
Looking south?
Yes.
That's lovely country. Looks almost like a stage setting.
I think perhaps we're boring these people, Mr. Hampton.
Yes, I'm afraid we are.
No, really, not at all. I'd like to use these pictures. They're exceptional shots.
Mm-hmm. And pictures always dress up a feature.
Well, all right. But you will be careful to return them to me, won't you? They're the only prints I have, and I treasure them beyond
words. Don't worry, I'll treat them with kid gloves.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
Well, that's all right. Now, I think we better be pushing off. Time and deadlines wait for no man.
And no woman either. We're happy to make Mr. happen, and we hope that you like it, dear.
I think I shall. Take good care of the picture.
Right. Look for him in the morning express.
Fine. Thank you.
Goodbye. I don't like that young man. He's too clever.
Now, darling, take it easy. After all, he's only a newspaper photographer.
Are you sure this article on you is a good idea?
Of course. We'll need it. Why do you think I went to all that work to get those pictures? The public must be convinced, too. Now, don't worry, my dear. There'll be no slip-up.
There better hadn't be. Not after 11 years of planning and waiting.
Now that those people have the pictures, I must set fire to the evidence.
You mean burn the negative?
There are little fires and big fires.
Oh, you mean...
Yes. Tomorrow night, a nice big fire.
Let's see that negative there.
Uh-huh, here you are. Yes, sir. That I call a nice layout.
Yeah. Pictures look pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm. My article's all right, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someday I'm going to teach you how to read.
Oh, yeah. The leaves of Chirang Island came out really bright and clear, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ann, look at this.
What?
You notice anything strange about those two shots taken in Hampton's front and backyard?
No.
Well, I do. Look.
Look at this bank of clouds here.
Uh-huh.
It looks sort of like a face, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. It looks like my Aunt Sophie.
Now, quit clowning. Look at it close.
I'm looking.
Well, now, that's supposed to be a view looking north.
That's right.
Well, here's exactly the same formation in the view looking south.
Well, that's queer.
Queer? It's a physical impossibility. There haven't been two cloud formations exactly alike since the first day of creation.
Well, then these things were faked.
Yeah, they were beautifully faked. You know, I thought Hampton froze a little when you made that crack.
Which crack?
About those pictures looking almost like a stage setting. No, Annie. Hampton gave us these pictures for the paper for a reason. He wants everyone to see them. He wants everyone to think that he has lived all these years miles away from here. And that he arrived here just in time to have a pot of gold fall into his lap.
Oh, that's a little too neat, isn't it?
Yeah, these pictures are all he's got to prove he wasn't here all the time.
Well, if he was here, how do we know he didn't murder John Hampton? He had the motive, all right. The will gives him everything.
Yeah, and right under John Hampton's feet. Hey, who said something like that?
Mm.
Ernie. That's right, me and my shadow. Annie, I think I got it. Quick, let me look at your comb.
Well, sure, Casey. Well, here, but what on earth, Annie?
Hey, wait a minute. Here, look at this. A hair. A lone gray hair. I gotta take this down to Logan and have him run some tests on it. I'll see you back here in about an hour.
Well, here are your pictures of Hampton, the ones we didn't print.
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to check on him. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. Look, Bert. This one of Hampton with Miss Gray in the background. You see this?
Yeah. And what a sugar-coated look she's got on her portrait.
Sure, let me see.
Don't she look like a mother whose son has just been made president of his class or something?
She in love with this guy?
Of course not.
You sure am?
Well, she just met him.
Uh-huh. You swore she was in love with her boss.
That's right. And a woman like that couldn't be in love with two men.
Why not?
Because she's the perfect one-man woman type.
Uh-huh. That's all I wanted to hear. I got a theory on this case, and this just about puts a pin on it. Come on.
Well, where are we going?
We got a little job of breaking and entering to do. We're going to crash the deserted studio of the Aristocrat Film Company. I can fix that with Logan. He and I are just like that.
Uh-huh.
There we are. Come on, we gotta work fast.
Oh, spooky, isn't it?
When I light a match. See any light switches around here?
Wait a minute. Here's one.
That's better. Wow, so this is the Aristocrat movie studio, huh?
And a fine place to bring a young girl in the dead of night.
Annie, you see those crates over there?
Yeah.
I'll bet you 10 to 1 they're full of prop palms, grass mats, and tropical foliage. Let's see.
All right. Mrs. Casey, your intuition is appalling. I'm glad I didn't cover that bit.
Uh-huh. Artificial flowers, trees, rocks, leaves, everything you need to build up a nice little South Sea Island setting right here.
Uh-huh. You mean Hampton could have sneaked in here alone, arranged a beautiful little tropic setting, and taken pictures all over the place?
Not only could have, he did, with a self-timer. And by changing the bushes and foliage around, he got the so-called view from his front porch and the one from his back porch.
Well, where's the sky with the funny cloud formation?
It's hanging right over your head. Look up.
All those big hanging things?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those are backgrounds, you see, held up there by these ropes tied right here.
Oh, Fritz,
hey, look out. You want to kill us both? You pull that knot and all those heavy drops will crash down on our heads.
Oh, sorry. I only thought you might want to get them down to see if you could find the one with the claw.
Yeah, but we'll have to snub the rope around his peg, and have to drop down gradually. Those things are heavy.
Put your hands up, Casey.
Hampton.
He's got a gun.
You too, Miss Williams.
Oh, yes, sir.
Seem surprised to see me, Mr. Casey. Why? Do you forget that I own this studio now? It's rather I who should be surprised. What are you doing here?
We're looking for Churang Island. And you?
I came to burn this place down.
phony pictures, did you?
No, and I don't want you to tell them. And you won't if you and your charming lady friend should get trapped here and cremated.
That's rather an ugly name for that. Murder.
A murder is not a murder until it's proven so. But before I kill you, I want you to tell me something.
Yes, I expected that. Most murderers are very cautious to know where they flipped up. All right, I'll tell you, Mr. John Hampton.
Oh. You guessed that, too.
Of course. You're not Robert K. Hampton. There never was any Robert K. Hampton. You never fled from the Japs on Churang Island. You picked that place because it would be impossible to check your story. This whole thing was arranged between you and Miss Matilda Gray. You planned this for years and been in love with her for years.
Go on.
You drew your will to a fictitious uncle and probably faked up enough credentials so that you could appear to be that uncle.
And then when the time came, all you had to do was drug your wife, put her in a helicopter.
There was just enough fuel to get over the ocean and set the controls and let her go.
Don't you think the plan was clever?
Fiendishly clever. And it was clever of you to spend 10 years working out your disguise. Most criminals try to change their identity by putting on a disguise. You achieved a change by taking one off. One you'd worn for 10 years. You shaved your mustache, bleached the dye out of your hair, and then came down here and took a few pictures of yourself in a tropical setting. Then, the very next day, you turned up as the long-lost uncle, inheriting all your own money, and in a position to marry Miss Matilda Gray.
I fooled everyone but you, Mr. Casey. Tell me, why did you suspect me?
Well, being a photographer, maybe I looked too closely at your pictures. And you made the mistake of using the same sky in all of them.
Oh. Clever of you to notice it.
Well, you slipped up on one other little thing, too. Say, remember when I combed it for you, Mr. Hampton?
Yes, under the police microscope, a strand of your hair still showed traces of brown dye.
It's those little things, Mr. Hampton.
Perhaps. And then, of course, you should never have let me get a picture of Matilda Gray off guard. For although she treated you badly and seemed to hate you, her love showed up in the face as plainly as though it were written there.
Very interesting.
And as Anne told me, a woman like Matilda Gray couldn't love two men. It turned out she didn't. Both men were you.
Quite right. Now, before you have a chance to turn this story over to the police, I'm afraid I shall have to shoot you both.
I wonder if you'd mind shooting me first. The sight of blood, you know.
You can't afford the joke, Miss Williams.
Oh, no. I don't want to be too near. May I stand over there by those ropes?
Wherever you wish.
Thank
you.
Good girl, Annie. Good girl, boy. That dude is
okay. I got his gun. Wow, that drop sure beat.
Crazy, Billy.
Yeah. Well, he won't know it for an hour or so. Gee, kid, nice going.
Well, darling, you told me not to pull that knot. And...
Annie, this was an inspiration. I could just about kiss you.
Oh, so I've got to save your life to deserve one stingy little kiss.
Photographer played by adventure programs based on the fictional character created by George Harmon Cox. Casey Press Photographer is directed by Albert Ward and produced for Columbia by John Deese. Tonight's story was written by Charles Holden.